for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Today, we get a little help from the Drug Truth Network reporters.
The U.S. Office of National Drug Control Policy is holding a series of public presentations to push drug testing in schools. What the drug czar probably won't include in his sales pitch is that research shows these school drug testing programs don't really work to reduce substance abuse. Pesky stuff, that research. Drug testing's biggest impact is at the polls. Some politicians think it makes them look tough, forceful leaders when they force kids to pee on command, and force the public to discuss it like this was acceptable. But it's not tough. It's tacky and short-sighted. Programs that work to keep kids from regular drug use, family counseling, alternative programming, those are cheaper as well as effective, but they require a real commitment to kids and an understanding of how young people think and learn. Now that's tough. These ideas don't generate the publicity urine testing does. But isn't it time our elected officials paid less attention to their press clippings and more to getting the job done? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Commissioner Anslinger will give testimony on behalf of the United States government. Commissioner?
Mr. Speaker, Congressman, marijuana is an addictive drug, which produces in its users insanity, criminality, and death.
Ah, yes, the official government lie designed to trick the population into oppressing all those who own a Bob Marley record. But was it all a lie? The 26th of March 2005, a New Scientist magazine report is titled, Early Cannabis Use May Risk Mental Health. Tuesday, March 22nd, 2005, a Gazette Times headline reads, Sex Allegations Leads to Marijuana Discovery. March 22, 2005, Bradington Herald headline reads, Drugs Found in Home of Shooting Suspect. Stewart News, Florida, March 18, 2005, headline, Marijuana Allegedly Sparked Fatal Car Crash. A March 21, 2005, headline from the Associated Press reads, Authorities Investigate Body Found Near Bales of Marijuana. A March 2, 2005, headline from MSN News reads, Marijuana Can Trigger Schizophrenia. Was it all a lie? Not according to the government. Not according to the mainstream media. The two institutions you can always trust. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
I'm proud to say that I had a letter published last week up in Alberta, Canada, in the Lancome Globe. Here's the closing phrase. Please, by all means, examine all the evidence regarding marijuana use, and then make the determination as to which culture is more destructive. The users, or those who declared eternal war on the users. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.